Father, we love you. Thank you for Christina. I'm just thankful that she's on the podcast. I'm excited to talk about finances, all things money, and I just pray it helps a ton of people get better in their finances. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Cool. So, Christina, obviously you work for Dave Ramsey, which is a big deal, but what got you interested in all things money and finance?
Yeah, so early on in my journey, my freshman year of high school, my mom gave me this really big challenge that was kind of overwhelming. She sat me down and she said, Christina, I love you and I believe in you, but there's just no way that I can support you financially once you graduate from high school. So you're on your own once you hit college. And in that moment, I was like, why are you telling me this? I am a freshman in high school. What can I do about it? I mean, obviously, that's like not what a 14-year-old wants to hear. And so she actually told me, she's like, Christina, I'm telling you this to challenge you. We were growing up, I was in a low-income household. My dad had passed away from cancer. My mom's an immigrant from Venezuela. So even though it sounded harsh, she was just trying to be real. Like the reality was she could not afford to send me to college, but she wanted me to make something of myself. She didn't want me to live in generational poverty. She wanted me to be successful. So she was like, I'm telling you freshman year because I believe that you can win scholarships and you can go to any college that you want to completely debt-free. And I actually, like, I really thought that was exciting. I was like, wait, there are these things called scholarships that you can win and you can go to school. Somebody will pay for your education. That's amazing. It's just like free money. And I ran with it. I started researching scholarships. I read every book I could find on it. I started talking to alumni at my high school who had won scholarships. I was like, tell me what's the secret? Like, what do I need to know to win these scholarships? And I implemented a strategy throughout high school. And then my senior year of high school, I applied to scholarships like crazy. I treated it basically like a part-time job. And thank God it paid off. I was able to win over $500,000 in scholarships and go to Vanderbilt University for undergrad and Belmont for grad school completely debt-free.
God, wow, that's awesome. And so, but one thing I would acknowledge that as people are opening up this episode and they hear that, they're thinking, okay, well, that's great for her, but I didn't get, you know, $500,000 worth of scholarships. I'm in debt. I'm trying to save money. I'm trying to just scrap and claw and fight for any sort of financial success in my life. And so, you know, obviously with you working, you know, in finance, in the money sector, what advice would you give to young people who are in a tough financial position and are just trying to save money? Like, what would you lay out for them? Like, hey, if you want to save some money and get ahead of the curve financially, here's what you got to do next.
Yeah, well, that's like a huge motivation for what I do, because when I graduated from college, I had so many friends say, hey, Christina, no one talked to me about money early on. No one told me about scholarships. No one told me that I could avoid this debt. And they just watching the pain that they were going through, watching them, you know, delay buying houses and starting businesses and following their passions because of stupid student loan debt. I was like, I got to do something about this. I need to help people do this. So it made me want to go, you know, I want to be that person that talks to people, no matter what their financial situation is, and say, hey, there's a different way. Like, if you're in debt right now, like, let's work on how to get you debt free. You do not have to stay stuck in this anxiety and this strain. If you're going to college, let's talk about how to go debt free. And so I just think it's important that, like, no matter where you are on your financial journey, like, if you're struggling today, if you're drowning in debt, it doesn't have to stay that way. You can take control of the controllables and start working your way out. And what's so cool is working here at Ramsey. You know, I'm on the Ramsey show. We talk to people every day who have, you know, had crazy amounts of debt. We have people come on the debt-free stage and share about how they paid over six figures of debt off. And it's just so cool because it's proof that, you know, no matter how hard things are, you can work your way through it and get debt-free.
Yeah. So, and you mentioned the controllables. What are the controllables? Someone's listening to this. They're like, okay, yeah, I want to have money. Mm-hmm. What are the controllables for somebody to, you know, get under the grasp and start working towards a place of financial freedom?
Yeah. Well, the very first thing is to get on a budget. A lot of people just kind of, especially if the money's tight, they want to close their eyes and not really face it, but you've got to face it. And what's crazy is a lot of times when people actually finally get on a budget, they feel like they got a raise. They're like, whoa, that's where my money is going. Like, I actually have control over this. I can tell it where to go versus wondering where it went. And, you know, I know a lot of people are probably listening that have tried a budget and they're like, I tried it 1 month and it was awful. I didn't do well at it. But I just want to assure you that most people who start budgeting feel that way. Like, a lot of people start a budget the first time and they're like, whoa, this is overwhelming. We say it usually takes about 3 months before you get the hang of it. So if you've tried it before, try it again. It gets easier with time. And we actually have a really great app called Every Dollar, and it takes a lot of the hard part out of it. It syncs with your bank and it just makes putting those transactions in super easy. So just commit to getting on that budget, because it's like you're going to see a lot about your money and realize that you have control over it. And then really start, you know, getting intentional with your finances. So thinking through, like, do I want to have debt in 10 years? No, I don't. So what do I need to start doing right now to pay it off? Like, how can I start attacking this so that, you know, while it may take some effort for my current self to work through this, future me is going to be able to walk debt-free. Future me is going to be wealthy. You know, what's so cool, I work here at Ramsey. We've got this thing called Financial Peace University, and it walks people through the 7 baby steps. And this is the 7 baby steps to basically building wealth. A lot of people think of our company as the company that helps people get out of debt. But what's so cool is we see so many people who get out of debt, and then they become baby steps millionaires within, you know, 10 years. And that's just so exciting, because it's like you are taking control of your finances right now so that you can live in freedom, so that you can build wealth, so that you can live generously, so that you can start that business that you want to start, so that you can have a family, so that you can have a paid off mortgage, so you can travel the world. All those things that are in your heart, all those dreams that you have, you can do those. You just have to start with that first step of getting intentional and saying, you know, I've had it. I'm not going to live in anxiety. I'm not going to live with all this frustration around money. I'm going to sit down today and I'm going to start working my way through this.
So, and I agree. I mean, I think the budget's the best tool and the best step that you can take, that because I like what you said there. I want to know where my money is going rather than wondering where it went. Yet, here's the issue. I mean, it's not just a matter of the fact of, okay, you know, I got to pay a couple $100 a month here, and, you know, I can tie my stuff here. You know, it's great. I can make a couple little adjustments and I'm fine. There are some people, a lot of people in this country who have a ton of debt. I've heard it said that like Joe Biden can forgive me on my loans, or he doesn't have to. Either way, I forgave myself of those loans because there ain't no way I'm paying them back. And as a guy who was like this, you know, I had loans of upwards of $40,000 and I came out of college making 28, 30K, right? And you're just looking at these numbers and you're like, this math doesn't math. Like, I put it on the budget sheet and it doesn't work. What would you say to somebody who's in that position where they're like, I have so much debt and so little income, I don't know what I'm going to do? What would you say to that person?
Well, the first thing I would say is you can do it. I mean, we've literally had people with $300,000 or $400,000 in debt, consumer debt, come in and pay it off within 10 years. So I encourage you to tune into The Ramsey Show. We're on air every day, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. And we have these things called the debt-free scream. And they're so inspiring because we have people who literally, you know, were often drowning in debt. Like, we've got all these stories of people who had student loans, they had car payments, they had all these financial mistakes that had piled up. And then they finally decided, like, I've had it. I'm done. Like, I am going to work through this mess. And then they did it. And they just follow the steps and they work through it consistently. And there they are on the stage telling their story. And then at the end, they scream out, I'm debt free. And I still get goosebumps because it's like, this is amazing. They did the work. They've had, you know, they had to fight for it, but now they're free. They don't have a payment in the world. And so it's like, it can be done. But I think you need to see those stories. You need to, you know, be surrounded by a community of people who are telling you that it's possible, because there's a lot of negativity in the news right now. I think that's also a thing to do, is really guard your mind, guard your heart, because there are a lot of people that have just given up. They're like, yeah, well, the system's not fair. I shouldn't have had these loans. Like, and they're blaming everybody else. Meanwhile, their loans are continuing to balloon and, you know, they're continuing to get behind. And it's like, you just can't live your life that way. At some point, you have to go, I'm not going to rely on Washington to fix my problems. I'm not going to blame anybody else. I'm just going to do what I can do. I'm going to control what I can control. I'm going to get out of this mess. And it's like, you've got to make that decision. You've got to decide that. And I know it's hard. Like, we're in an era and in a time where, you know, I get frustrated about the student loan system. Not only, you know, do I help people graduate debt-free, but I'm angry about the fact that we're giving out all these loans to 18-year-olds without even teaching them about debt. Like, that is crazy that an 18-year-old can't get a loan to start a business, but we'll give them $40,000 to go to a university for a year. And that's just bonkers to me. So yeah, it sucks. Like, a lot of you who have student loans, like, that wasn't fair in many senses, that they kind of led you down that path, that our system has been created that way. But it's the system right now and it sucks. But what can you do to change it? Like, what can you do to get out of debt? What can you do to gain control of your life and to gain control of your money and find that freedom? Because you don't have to continue living that way. You don't have to live with that anxiety and stress.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And as a guy who's obviously gone through that, if I realize anything, is that being good with money is less about math than all about mindset. A lot of times, you know, at least in my personal journey. Hey guys, before jumping back into the episode, I want to give a huge shout out to this show's sponsor, Making Him Known Apparel Company. Making Him Known is run by my guy, Aaron, and Aaron does an awesome job of making apparel that draws others to Jesus. They have hoodies, tees, totes, stickers, and much more stuff coming soon, all at makinghimknown.com, which will be linked in the show notes. So if you want to support this podcast, go support Making Him Known and go get you some awesome apparel. I made that in my first big boy job, but when I looked at it and said, I can do this, this is something that I can accomplish in my life, which is be debt free, pay off all my student loans and so on. I knew I had to raise my income and getting part-time jobs, doing grocery deliveries, doing DoorDash, doing whatever it took, promotions, you name it, right? You'll find that you fight a lot harder to develop, get a bigger shovel, so to speak, a bigger income to be able to fight off these loans and be able to pay off that debt because you have the mindset that I will do this. Mm-hmm. I can accomplish this. This is possible for me. It's just a matter of how am I going to do it, not a matter of if I'm going to do it. And yes. So I think you're exactly right that it's all about mindset and less about math.
Yeah, they say personal finance, it's 80% behavior and 20% head knowledge. And so yes. I think it's so interesting. We are in such a world where people are trying to outsmart and do all these like really fancy money things and get rich quick. And it's like, a lot of times that doesn't work. If you don't change the root behavior, if you're not willing to budget and to really save what you have coming in and to earn more and follow these really basic principles, like a lot of times you're not going to win. You've got to change that behavior first.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of little tricks and tips, a big one now is credit cards, right? So credit cards, you know, I can use my credit card and I get miles on it, or I can, it's kind of like a buffer between me and my bank account and so on. And there's so many different advertisements that are thrown around for people to get credit cards. And so I think I can't name a person that I know who doesn't have one in some way, shape, or form. What are your overall thoughts on credit cards?
Everyone thinks that they're going to be the person who can get the points and who can get the miles and get the rewards and not end up in debt. And yet, if you drive through a major city, you see all these skyscrapers for Chase Bank and Capital One and, you know, all this wealth that they have built for themselves. And so it's like somebody didn't win. Like somebody didn't win with the points and the miles, right? Like they didn't beat the system. And so I hear people all the time saying, yeah, but I can do it. And I think everybody thinks they can do it. And obviously a lot of people can't do it. So I think it's good to have that buffer and that parameter around you where it's like we are people who don't use debt. Like we don't use credit cards. It's like protect yourself from that because it's like everyone who ends up in credit card debt, at least most people did not think, you know, 5 years from now, I'm going to be in $40,000 of credit card debt paying 25% interest. Like you don't think that. And yet, why do so many people have debt? Why are so many people drowning in credit card debt? Because everybody thinks it's not going to be them. So it's like, I think it's so important to put that boundary around yourself and say like, I'm going to have an emergency fund so that if I ever have an emergency, I'm not going to turn to a credit card. Like I don't want that in my life. And on the other hand, I have met people who have used the rewards and they've used the points and they have paid it off every month. I know a lot of people are like, well, I've been successful with that and I've met those people. But here's the thing. If you're getting the points and you're getting the miles and all of that, how are you getting that? You're getting it because somebody else is losing, right? Like the credit card company, they're able to pay you because somebody, some single mom, some recent college grad is drowning in debt and they're paying them 25% interest. Therefore, they have the money to now give you a few points. And so I feel like even for myself, I'm like morally and ethically, I just think it's a really slimy industry because it's built on the backs of people who are struggling.
Yeah, I think that's a great point too. And I like what you said there at the end of even if you're winning, at what cost? Mm-hmm. You know,
at what cost? Who's paying for it? Who's paying for it? That money doesn't, those points don't come from nowhere. Somebody's struggling and you're winning Chase because Bank. Somebody else is not.
Chase Bank is not a charitable organization.
No.
It is good to keep that at the forefront. So moving from that, I think people are hearing you. They're like, all right, like, Nick, you know, you had Christine on the podcast and she's telling me to get on a budget, not use my credit cards, pay off my debt, you know, and you're telling me, Nick, raise my income, you know, live on less than you make, all this stuff. But Nick, you know, I'm in the prime of my life. I'm in my roaring 20s and I'm trying to live, not just like be rich when I'm 72. So what would you say is like a good balance for a young person? They're like, all right, like I get it. I want to be financially responsible, but like I also want to have some fun right now. What are your thoughts on that mindset and what encouragement would you provide?
Yeah, well, get your debt over with. Like a lot of the people who follow our program, which is the 7 Baby Steps in Financial Peace University, they're out of debt in 18 to 24 months. It's like you can get out of debt. You can have your emergency fund. And then the point of a budget is not to be restrictive. It's actually to give you permission to spend. So, you know, when you have a budget and you're not in debt, then you can be like, hey, I have this much money left over every month that I can put towards fund money. So I got $400 in my fund money account. Now I can literally go out on the weekends and have fun and I don't feel any guilt. I don't feel any shame on Monday. Like I can just truly enjoy myself while also knowing that future me is going to be proud of me, that I'm going to be set up for success. And it's like life continues to get better because it's like with these 7 baby steps. So the first baby step is to have a $1,000 emergency fund. So that's just to protect you initially. And then baby step 2 is to pay off all of your consumer debt using the debt snowball. So paying off your debt smallest to largest. So this is where we wipe all of that junk out. We get you out of debt. Baby step 3 is to have a fully funded emergency fund. So of 3 to 6 months. So that's like the real thing that's going to protect you. You know, if Murphy hits and you have some sort of emergency, you're good to go. Then baby step 4 is saving 15% of your income for retirement. Baby step 5 is saving for college if you have kids. Baby step 6 is paying off your house, which I know that seems kind of crazy, but can you imagine what it would feel like to have no mortgage or no rent payment? And then baby step 7 is to build wealth and give. So you can see as you walk through this, while it's not fun necessarily to pay off debt and to build up emergency fund, you can see how it gets like really fun as you go down the road because it's like, whoa, at saving 15% of my income, you just watch that balance grow and it's like you're building wealth. That's exciting. When you're paying off your mortgage, like, oh my gosh, once that's paid off, you don't have a mortgage or a rent payment for the rest of your life. Like, how cool is that? What can you do with your money then? Then you have all that money available to travel and do cool things. So the goal is not to feel restricted. The goal is not to make it so life's not fun. The goal is actually to make it so that you can have more fun, that you can actually enjoy the fun throughout the rest of your life and be excited and travel and do all these fun things without guilt.
Yeah, and I think it's a great word too is, what do you guys say? Live like no one else now, so later you can live and give like no one else. And I love exactly. That too. So one thing I want to hit with you, 2 more questions before I let you go. Number 1, you already hit on the house thing. How can I save for a down payment for a house? Well, let's get out of debt and, you know, 50% of your income, save down payment for a house. You can make that happen when you don't have payments. But I think what a lot of people are feeling right now is, okay, I get it. But right now I'm renting. And a lot of people say, well, I'm renting and I'm just kind of throwing away money. Like, I don't want to throw away my money anymore. What sort of advice would you give to somebody who's renting and has that mindset of, I need to buy a house because I'm wasting my money renting right now?
Well, I mean, I think if you're prepared to do it, then that's great. If you have a down payment, we recommend a 15-year fixed rate mortgage. We want you to be out of consumer debt. And if you followed those steps, if you've done that, then that's great. We love home ownership. That's a great way to build wealth. So we recommend that, but we want you to do it the right way. Like we don't want you to be paying, you know, debt payments. We don't want you to, we also want it to be your payment to be under 25% of your take home pay. So it's like making sure you have those parameters set up is important because we don't want you to be stressed out about money. But once you've done that, then go for it. Like we love home ownership. Just do it the right way.
I think that's so good. So Christina, for you personally, as we wrap up here, what is God teaching you right now about money? What's some insights, some lessons that you are gleaning in this current season of your life?
Yeah, so I'm actually running a no spend month with my social media community on Instagram right now. So it's I am Christina Ellis on Instagram. And my family, we are not spending any money outside of our needs, out of our four walls. So food, utilities, shelter, transportation. And then we set up a $100 a week grocery budget. Outside of that, we're not spending. So it's been really cool and interesting because it's like, I felt like our budget got a little bit fluffy at the end of the year. You know, we were on baby steps 4 through 6, trying to pay off a house. And it's easy in that phase to be like, well, you know, I'm saving to pay off the house, but we have a little extra. So if like our grocery budget goes up, we can just move a line item over and increase the grocery budget or like spend a little more on fun money. And it's like, no, we are so on fire to pay off a house. Like we want to hit baby step 7. So what can our family do to really cut back and tighten our budget down? And so we decided to do that. And it's been challenging because it's like, I feel like I'm pretty good with money, but I'm continually finding ways that I'm like, wow, like I was mindlessly spending quite a bit and it's challenging me. It's been really good for me because I'm like, I feel like already thinking forward to next month, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to buckle down. I'm ready to continue like getting better and refining what we do with our finances.
Yeah. Well, what a great narrative to prove the point that is, if you want to be successful in anything, jump into it. Mm-hmm. Don't wade into the water, jump straight in, you know, cut what you can out now, sell everything that you can and do it. You know, do the thing.
Do it.
Be successful, win, have a champion mentality and get after it because that's what it's going to take. And so, Christina, I'm so grateful that you were on sharing your wisdom with us. And so we appreciate you a ton.
Well, thanks for having me. This has been fun.